Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Outside the courtroom, there has been an ugly spectacle playing out around Patrick Clancy and the Lindsey Clancy case. The man moved to New York, remarried, and has tried to put one foot in front of the other. Instead of letting him heal, the internet has turned into a mob, snapping photos of him on the street, tracking his personal life, and furious that he isn't publicly mourning the right way. Let's talk about this weird, aggressive urge people have to police the surviving father's grief. To do that, Robin Drake is with me, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis. Oh, I'm getting word. We might actually have another. We have more of Kevin on the steps of the courthouse.
And why did it go his way?
Oh my gosh. Here he is again. He's looks like he's racing. He's trying to
there we go. All that in 75.
Look at that. Ring of fire. You did it.
Tony, I'd love to say that you have too much time on your hands, but I know how much content you put out, so you don't.
Can I please host that game show? Please? Can I host that?
Yes. He took the physical challenge. Let's watch that again. Here we go. Mark Summers is a magically also de-aged. Mark is back to being about 28.
You know, you should have done is have him getting off his Harley to do it.
Yeah. Kevin. He's making it through.
Freaking AI is scary, isn't it?
Here we go.
I do like the ring of fire.
I'd love to see Kevin Reddington do the moonwalk. Just so if you ever want to work on something, have him do like a Michael Jackson dance or something.
As he hops off his Harley, because I still think that Harley is part of who he is.
Oh my goodness. Funny,
So yeah, the Patrick question.
Yeah. So, I mean, people have literally taken creep shots of this guy getting coffee in Manhattan and posted them online with captions like, look at him. He doesn't even care about his babies at the dry. I mean, shit like that. I mean, when did true crime fandom cross the line into thinking we have the right to stalk a surviving parent and grade his pain? It's,
you know. So we've covered this a lot with Siobhan, and there's a lot of things that play into this. His courtroom demeanor, the fact that he got married 3 years, and so we've been talking about, well, how long is too long to grieve? We have all these little data points, but I've been really thinking hard about this, and that's because, as you all know, you know, Tony, Todd, and Lisa, you know, I had a clip that came out on Lisa Belew's Women of Influence podcast that was talking about how Patrick stood with Lindsay, the family stood with Lindsay, coworkers stood with Lindsay, and I got absolutely eviscerated for saying the words Patrick stood with Lindsay. And I thought about this and trying to understand why, because, and when I said stood with Lindsay or stands with Lindsay, I meant that he supported her and the psychotic break because he was part of her life and he knows that wasn't her. That's the intent of my message. But the word stood with Lindsay, that's what got played on. That's what people are hammering. And so when I thought about that, I said, why were those words so triggering? And I when you take that optic back, here's what I really, really think this is about. And all these other data points too, but the one of the major data points when is human beings, we pick up on creepy. And when people make us feel creepy, we have a visceral reaction to it. We don't know why, but it just makes us feel creepy. And so I always, years ago, I looked at what makes us feel creepy. It's incongruence between what we see and what we expect from a baseline. And so I've been focusing on Patrick's behavior in there and how it was him grieving. Siobhan said the same thing. He's got walls up. Can you imagine the survivor guilt he has and all these other things that played into how he's trying to cope and move on with his life? But what I really think was when people were hammering me for saying he stood with Lindsay, it doesn't look like he stands with Lindsay. And what I mean is what I think people are picking up on, and I get it now. I don't think it makes any sense, but here's what it is. Everyone else that I've mentioned that we're saying is on Lindsay's side, where are all of them? They are all in the courtroom. They are all part of her life. They haven't moved on. The person that was closest for his own mental health, for whatever the reasons are, he's not there. So he's the incongruence. And what we've said it before, what does everyone want? Everyone wants a monster. They can't, you know, for the ones that are pro Lindsay, that can't believe she's the monster because there was a monster inside her, which is that psychotic break, or it was a postpartum, severe postpartum depression with SI ideation. And then the filicide, altruistic filicide, you know, whatever flavor you want, she wasn't in her right mind and cognitive of it. And the reason why, again, the Patrick pylon, I think, is because he is incongruent with what everyone else in his in her life is demonstrating in the courtroom and everywhere else, even though he's completely innocent of absolutely any of the horrendous things people are saying about, from my perspective, from testimony, from everything we're seeing, actual data and not the TikTok verse. That's why,
well,
I think it is.
It's just, I mean, it seems to be kind of this unspoken expectation that if you survive something horrific, you have to remain permanently broken to be deemed worthy of sympathy. I mean,
because the rest of the family looks it.
They don't. I mean, not all of them do. I mean, if Patrick were drinking himself to death in the basement, people would feel bad for him.
Yep.
The minute he tries to rebuild a life, it's treated like a betrayal. I mean, why are people so deeply offended by survival? And then they try to go to, he's profiting. Like, his friend
That's
set up
really
a GoFundMe to help with the funeral costs and the medical costs. And here's how stupid some of the comments I've seen on that are.
I know.
What medical costs? Bless your heart. You think Patrick wasn't sitting there at the end of the day after his wife did all this and there was no medical cost for all of that? And then the surviving child in the hospital for days and then the kids getting back? Oh, trust me. There was hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical costs guaranteed for all of that. And then just trying to figure out life.
It's easy to analyze. So if you could look at, because I know people are piling on that GoFundMe, which I think is really not right in a lot of reasons. But let's look at other cases. We've had them. I'm trying to remember. We've had a few of them where their GoFundMes were set up. And so look at other cases. Look at other examples of people that set up GoFundMes that are very clearly for their own profit, their own notoriety.
Yeah,
and to make
there
money.
Are shitty ones.
And here's what the congruence on those all are. What are those people actually doing every day in their lives? Nothing. They're waiting to live off the GoFundMe. What's him and his new wife doing? Working their asses off in New York City. He's still got a full-time job. His new wife's got a full-time job. They're still paying bills. So
he went for a walk this morning and he's not in the courtroom. Oh my God.
I just point out data points of, let's look at other cases where GoFundMes were used for malicious intent, for profit, for gain. And to think that someone strategized out, again, I know everyone that's on the hate Patrick bandwagon will always find the data points to support their point of view because of the confirmation bias and our amazing ability to find patterns where they don't exist, you know, that that he decided that, all right, I'm going to off my three kids. I'm going to set up a GoFundMe, make a lot of money, and frame my wife. That's what some of these people are actually believing. Right after they got off the, you know, proven that the earth is flat and we didn't land on the moon. But it's just the most ludicrous thing. Because again, because think about this. What have we typically seen in cases where someone's trying to profit off a death? Life insurance policies.
Yeah.
Don't set up GoFundMes. So GoFundMes are the things that either people set up for you after the fact because you're in distress, or you're in financial straits because you can't pay bills. Because I'll tell you, and it's not because, so think about this too, because people say, well, you know, Reddington should be doing his pro bonos. I've heard that argument as well. Well, put Reddington's salary aside. Do you know how much money it costs to fly experts in, to pay for their expert opinions? All these things it takes for 3.5 years or 3 years plus, yeah, to bring in all these people for that amount of time. So regardless of Reddington's personal cost, the cost of bringing in, how many witnesses again were there for defense?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I mean, for defense, it was a much smaller number than the prosecution.
Right. Because everyone you bring in, you have to pay for.
Yeah.
And these experts are not cheap to pay for. The prosecution side, the state pays for it.
Yeah.
And so defense, the family pays for it. Plus, like you said, the medical bills of trying to treat her, the funeral costs, and they took a loss on the house because they sold the house in order to try to pay the bills, you know, or to whatever reason they are. I don't want to have conjecture on it, but they took a loss on the house from what I understand when they sold the house. There's all these things. So all I'm saying is everyone take a deep breath and have a little grace and get a little more curious. If something stands out to you, says, dive deeper. Don't come to a conclusion and ask yourself, what does that potentially mean? And hold multiple theories in your head and try to prove or disprove everything at the same time.
No. Yeah. There's so many things that need to be looked at in a clearer light in this case. And I don't know. I walk away from it going, yeah, you know, some people, you know, earlier in the year we'd read that the Mel, or not, who's the Let Them book, the
Mel Robbins.
Mel Robbins book. I think I need to read it again. it's just a regular philosophy, a common philosophy, but sometimes, you know, you get very caught up into how are you not seeing this way, or how are you not seeing it my way, or why can't I see it your way? It's like sometimes you just got to go and do the, let's see however you want.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's nothing I'm going to do to change this.
And everything, I mean, this has been one of the easier cases we've covered from the coverage standpoint, because we covered it while it was in trial. So we're actually able to use just the facts and data as presented in the trial itself. And so it's been very easy to hear these wild-ass claims on TikTok, people pretending to have authority or stating to have authority. And you know, I saw this here. And you know, I'm not saying this, but this is interesting because that draws people in on pure conjecture, pure humanistic way to find patterns where they don't exist, to prove a point because you don't like something in your life, because you don't like the person in your life. No, it's very easy. Just go to the testimony, because both the prosecution, who's trying to put her in jail for the rest of her life and say that she's criminal culpable, as well as the defense, who's saying that she's not criminally culpable, if it was able to be flushed out as a fact by either side, it would be in there, because they're throwing everything they possibly can at the wall to try to make it stick. So if you came up with something that wasn't in a trial, the likelihood of you coming up with an original idea is zero to nothing. I said it the other day, you know, the courage to be disliked. Hey, accept the fact you're average. You're not special. You're not coming up with any great grand schemes or ideas. I mean, on our show here, every single day, it's just us coming up with great schemes or ideas of what we think is really going on. No, it's debunking a lot of nutters that are coming up with crazy schemes and ideas that have nothing to do with facts, data, and details. Especially, this case is so easy to follow. Watch the testimony. Watch all of it. All of it is there to watch. Yeah. So just do it. It's just right there.
Yeah, and it's an ability to accept information that may make you feel uncomfortable or may challenge, you know, one's understanding or belief systems of things being black and white. And this is a case that certainly does that.
And then there's one more point here, Tony, too. And this is how you do it with an open mind. And even, you know, Coffendeffer, who, you know, 180 degrees out, said it on air, said to her, even though we're still friends, you know, completely disagree on probably every single point about this case with her. You know, when Hal Brain, I can't even say his name right, the last rebuttal special expert for the prosecution got up there and gave his two potential theories, as a guy that's on the side of, I think defense is right on this one. I think that she's not criminally culpable. According to Massachusetts state law, according to what we've seen at massive deviation split, and this is a prosecution expert getting up there, is like, he made sense. I can actually entertain that thought because I'm critically thinking through the things he saw. Because what exactly he said during his testimony was, because of her life arc and her behaviors and all the testimony from all these people in his life, this doesn't, he literally said, don't quote me, it was something to the effect of, this completely does not make sense that she would do this. So with that information, there has to be another explanation. He gave the psychotic break explanation and the other explanation. That's how we maintain critical thinking, is we entertain the thought of the other opinion and actually flush it out.
And that's something we need to do more of. And I like that we do that here, but it would be good to see it in other places as well. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue to wait for the judge to bring the jury back in and for Reddington to be back from the obstacle course have filed what he needs to file, and we'll see where this goes from here.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.